Good morning. It's 6:38 on March 6th, 2012. It's a chilly morning. It's lovely. It's just 32 degrees Fahrenheit, a barely freezing day. It's cold enough that I feel it, but it's not so cold that it's a problem. I'm hiking right along, building up a lot of body heat inside the parka. Probably going to have to unzip it before I get done. I'm also trying to see if I can cut a minute off, a minute or two off, so I'm kind of pushing a little bit today. What am I thinking about? I'm thinking about this story. I don't remember if I had words on the page yesterday morning. I don't think I did. I do today. It was about 1,200 words down, and I've paused at a point where picking it back up again will be in the heat of the action, so with any luck, it should have some momentum. The story is there. The reel is loaded. I just need to get back to the typewriter, back to the keyboard, and back to the typewriter. Wow. I need to get back to the keyboard and get it moving. It's exciting. What else? Trying to think. I made some comments yesterday about riding that I probably shouldn't have made. Comes with not having an editor running in my head when my mouth is in motion. It's one of the problems. I have heard through the grapevine that Robin is sick again. And that's why nothing has been moving in terms of seeing edits or getting any communication. I don't know what kind of sick. I don't know what exactly the illness might be. It's reported to be quite serious. So we'll see. I don't know. They may not stay in business. It could happen. In which case, I'll get the books back and we'll continue on. It'll probably be for the best. I will need to get cover artists. It will mess up a bit, mess up my schedule for the year, but not too much, given this is already coming up on the beginning of March. I'm well into March and I still haven't produced a book yet, which is something that I've got to get going on. So we, let's see what else. This day was rather a fragmented day. I had a good day. It was a very, practically speaking, it was a productive day. It wasn't exactly the day I was looking for in terms of throughput and output, but my therapist is fond of pointing out to me that I do an awful lot of work inside that doesn't show up on the page right away. It doesn't show up in a file right off the bat, but that it appears that it comes out in due course. And that the process is the process. But trying to second guess my process is not necessarily helping my process, which is sort of familiar to long-time listeners of Talking on My Morning Walk. Yeah, I can tell I'm pushing the pace a little bit. My calf muscles, my shins are feeling the pressure of the burn, which is actually, I think, a good thing. I need to get this morning walk metabolism boost kicked into high gear. I've got to lose, and I don't know how much, because I haven't weighed myself in a long time, even on the home scale. And of course, going to the doctor's office is always fraught with peril, because it's never what it is at home. I always add 5 pounds to the scale at the office. So. C'est la vie. But this next quarter, I really, really, next 4 month period between now and my next checkup, I really need to lose 20, 30 pounds. And the problem is, I'm not exercising enough and I'm eating too much. And I'm not quite sure what the eating thing is all about. Typically, I eat I eat because I like food. It's difficult for me because everybody in the house loves cookies and ice cream and chocolate, and while I'm not a big fan, the problem is that if it's here, I will eat it. And I have to stop doing that. I have to figure out what I can eat and what I can't eat. And I have to stick to it in a way that makes some sort of sense, but doesn't really make it so life isn't worth living. I mean, what's the point of having a long, miserable life? So I need to find a way to deal with that. The obvious answer is eat more vegetables. And, of course, the problem with that is vegetables require quite a lot of preparation unless you eat them raw. And the raw vegetables that I'm willing to eat are pretty limited. And raw vegetables by themselves didn't really do it for me. I mean, I had celery last night. And instead of putting cream cheese on it, I put hummus on it. So ground chickpeas. So it was a pretty good protein snack without the fat of cream cheese. And so that wasn't too terribly bad. It worked out pretty well. I need to stop getting olives at the grocery store. They have an olive bar with a whole collection of different kinds of olives. Black, green, pitted, filled with yummy things. And the temptation there, walking past that, is, oh, well, I'll just get a few. And the problem with that is that they're high in salt, they're high in fat. It's good fat oil. The olive oil in them is actually, on a scale of things, it's actually relatively healthy, certainly better than sugar. But they're also salty, which means I retain water, which means I'm heavier than I really need to be. Noisy trucks this morning. I'm not quite sure what the big deal is with the noisy pickups, but I seem to have my share of them today. Maybe I always have my share. I'm only noticing it this morning. Here we come, up the corner, making the turn into the sunrise, heading east. Sun's a little bit higher and it's got a bit of cloud cover in front of it this morning, not a lot, so it's not quite so dazzling. Never a dull moment. I'm not talking. I'm just not actually not really even thinking. I'm just sort of wandering along, enjoying the morning. The cars on the bypass are pretty loud today. That sort of tells me that the breeze that was here when I started is no longer blowing. I don't see any treetops wiggling or anything, so perhaps the wind has died down. So I need to get a printer ordered. I still need to find out where WMG's offices are so I can have it shipped. I need to clear it with Dean Wesley Smith before I actually place the order, because I don't want it arriving and surprising them. And I'm being worried that they'll refuse it. So I'm going to try to deal with that today if possible. 2 weeks from Saturday I fly, and I realized that my anniversary for the podcast, March 25th, will be the first full day of the workshop. I don't know how this is going to work, to tell you the truth. I don't know even if I've got internet connection. I should have some, if only on my phone, but I'm not quite sure how and where, if at all, I'll be able to upload. I'm not sure I have time to take 40 minutes out of the day to record. The other side of that is that I really need to make sure that I get the exercise in, because otherwise it could be... Unfortunately, it could be a great opportunity for me to organize my thinking and to capture the workshop experience. So I'm going to try, and we'll see. I'm getting way ahead of myself here. This is only the 6th. I'm not going to be there for 18 more days. So, be that as it may. My phone just buzzed. I have to check and make sure it's not something with the kid. Nope. Email. Okay, that's good. I'm still recording. 13 minutes. Whew. Trundling right along. 6:52 a.m. Keep the blood moving. Keep the air pumping. Keep the legs swinging back and forth, and off we go. But yeah, I've got to get the kid off to school. Got to get other kid off to school. Got to get wife off to work. Got to get this day underway. Probably have to get groceries today, too. The problem is I don't really buy enough at one time to get through a whole week. So what I wind up doing is making a lot of short trips on my way someplace else. The grocery store is right on the corner, so it's relatively easy to swing in, pick up what I need for the next couple of days, and then move on. The problem, of course, is that I do it too frequently, and I wind up with a lot of stuff that probably I don't need. The other side of that is that if I'm serious about eating more fresh fruits and vegetables, then the opportunity to get something fresh every few days is presented every few days. So I need to figure out what I can do with that. That's an interesting insight, and one I need to follow up on. Is he going to stop? Yes, he is. Which is good, because he has a stop sign. He's supposed to stop. I need to get some good vegetarian recipes. One of the things that I do like to eat is beans, and beans are very healthy for me to eat. I should eat more of them. low fat, high protein, high fiber. I should eat more beans. I think I will. I like beans. Maybe I'll bake some beans this week. I follow Alton Brown's Once in Future Bean recipe that has cayenne pepper and a single jalapeno for spice. These beans bite back. I like beans. I have to be careful not to eat too many beans while I'm trying to record, because that usually results in a lot of outtakes and a certain amount of giggling that tends to slow the process down, although the kids find it quite amusing. Ah, yes, made the turn, walking north. Apparently there was a big fire here in this field somewhere over the weekend. My wife came home from work and said we were lucky that the house didn't burn down. And honestly, I'm looking, and apparently it was behind Greeley West High School, which is right there. But I'm not seeing anything that looks like burned ground. I don't see anything that looks like it might have been scorched over the weekend. I mean, even the area, well, maybe that's it right there. It doesn't look, because I got the sun shining right in my eyes. I'm looking right due east to try to see if I can spot what looks like blackened earth. And I'm not seeing anything, but with the light shining the way it is, it's entirely possible that I wouldn't be able to see. But when he came home last night, there was a big plume of smoke over across the way, probably a mile and a half or so away. And what's really funny, I know I've talked about distances here before, and the perceptions of distance here in Colorado are very different from the perceptions of distance back east. The distance between, for example, Boston and Portland is almost exactly the same distance between here and Denver. And I wouldn't think anything about driving to Denver 3 or 4 times a week. Whereas driving from Portland to Boston more than once a week is not something that I would essay with any degree of relish and forethought. It's something that I do once a week, maybe. Once a month, okay, maybe, sure. But not the way people think about driving to Denver here. It's also true that the reverse is not true. The people in Denver don't think that Greeley is a very close place. It's like, oh my God, Greeley, I have to drive all the way up there. It's like, well, I have to drive all the way down. And they go, oh yeah, well. Anyway, I made it. I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day, and I'll talk to you then.